It's now 28 to 7. Let me tell you about Milford Asset Management. Milford's KiwiSaver plan has won Morningstar's KiwiSaver Category Fund Manager of the Year in both 2013-2014. Now, the award is in recognition of the superior performance and service Milford strives to deliver across its KiwiSaver fund range. And you can get more information or an investment statement. Go to Milford Asset, that is one word, milfordasset.com, or you can call them on 0800 662 346, 0800 662 346. And Mark Whittaker is with Milford Asset Management, and Mark joins us from Australia. And Mark, thank you for your time on Australia Day. I appreciate it. It's very good.
That's all right, Larry. We can work on a day off.
That's dedication for you. And anyway, tell us about the Australian market outlook for 2015. What are the themes likely to play out in the Australian market this year?
Yeah, sure. I guess given it is Australia Day, I thought that's probably a logical topic to talk about. Either that or the Wallaby success later this year, but perhaps we'll talk about something a little bit more realistic. I think the things that we certainly will see play through this year are underlined by one key word, and that is just volatility. I think we've seen that through the markets in, you know, mid-late last year, whether it was November, December, and even into January, where the markets have been very volatile around all sorts of news flow. So I think that volatility continues throughout the coming 12 months. You've had quantitative easing in Europe, and we've got a mixed global growth outlook. You know, the US is doing okay. Europe is really struggling. China and Asia is sort of middling through. So they're certainly going to play a key theme on the key exports that Australia concentrates on in oil and natural gas and iron ore. And we're also going to see lower rates of growth and lower interest rates across the world as well. And that's going to have a key impact for currency and savings rates in Australia and where people decide to put their money as well.
And what sectors are most likely to do well?
Well, I think as a result, I think we're going to see the Aussie dollars going to continue to be weaker throughout the year. So it's currently below 80 US cents at the moment, and we can't really see that currency recovering anytime soon. So a lot of the key offshore earnings stocks in the Aussie market should continue to do well. They've had a pretty good year last year in 2014, but we can't see those runs abating just yet. So those stocks should continue to do well. But what I think will particularly continue to do well are the quality yield stocks. So in New Zealand, you've got your Mighty River Powers and your Spark and so on. I think over here, we've got a similar sort of basket of stocks, our telecom companies, our utility companies, and our properties, and our bank stocks. Certainly the bank stocks, I think, continue to do really well as well, given they've got on 5, 6% fully imputed yields. The earnings outlooks are pretty robust, pretty sustainable, pretty predictable as well, and that's a key thing. Stocks with earnings that are fairly predictable and comfortable to measure, I think, continue to do well because that's what people are looking for.
And what return can we expect from the market then this year, do you think?
Yeah, that's always the million-dollar question. I mean, the Aussie market's had a pretty good run the last 3 years. Last year was pretty abysmal, but the 2 years prior to that were very strong. And you could argue that New Zealand markets had, you know, a really cracking 3 years as well. However, I think Australia is one of the few markets globally that hasn't actually hit its pre-GFC highs yet. So it's still well behind where it was back in 07. And so for the market, obviously, to kick higher, we need earnings to continue to be okay. But I think, as I said, those yielding stocks will continue to do well. You'll be able to grab, you know, 4, 5, 6% yield out of those particular stocks. And I think they also continue to give you some capital growth as well, particularly as bond rates continue to fall. The quantitative easing is seeing fixed interest assets. The yield on those assets continue to fall, so money is going to chase equities. So I think we could see at least a 10 to 12% return from the Aussie market this year.
Wow, 10 to 12. You see, you said it was abysmal last year, 2014.
Yeah, we had a capital growth of about 1% last year. So yeah. if you threw dividends in there, the total return was roughly 7%. So you can see the importance of dividends. And I think that the importance of dividends this year will be as important. So if you can look at 4, 5, 6% dividend returns and then hopefully a little bit of earnings growth, translates to a little bit of capital growth as well.
Thank you, Mark. Good to talk to you. Mark Whittaker from Milford Asset Management. Go to milfordasset.com or 0800 662 346. Jamie Mackay from The Farming Show is with us next, 23 to 7.